The other challenges that exist that go beyond reimbursement and financial have to do with access to trials. My own personal feeling, and I'm part of a large group of community oncologists, is to have a trial available for every common disease state. So a doctor doesn't have to think, do I have a second line non-small cell lung cancer trial open, or do I have a first line pancreatic cancer trial open? The goal in our group, at least, is to have a study open for every common cancer so that at any point a clinical trial becomes a viable option. And in fact, we try to impress upon our physicians that the clinical trial is the best option for virtually any disease, because we're not curing the vast majority of patients, at least with metastatic disease, and there's much room for improvement. And even where we have very effective therapies, there's room for reducing side effects and using alternative agents and regimens that might do that and make the process simpler and easier for our patients. So very complicated in terms of doing clinical trials. And the one other point about clinical trials is, because they have to be designed in a way to answer a question, many of the patients that would be eligible for trials are not. For example, most studies do not accept patients who have had a prior diagnosis of cancer, usually any time in their life. Well, we're doing better with treating cancer patients now, and it's not uncommon in my practice to have patients who come in with their second or even third cancer 7-10 years after their first diagnosis. Based on historical beliefs, those patients would not qualify for trials. And we need to step back and think about the inclusion and exclusion criteria for these trials, because some of them perhaps could be relaxed, which would allow more patients to participate instead of being excluded even when their physicians would like them to be on a study.